We're gonna go to John with story number six. John Fackler. John, this story's coming out of South Florida Business Journal. Before I read the headline, the first couple graphs, let me just sort of provide the context. Last week during our reporters roundtable, there was a story about the former town attorney. So the attorney for the town of Bay Harbor Islands, who, according to the Real Deal, pled guilty to what they called real estate fraud. We've done other stories about the potential Ponzi-like type schemes. So we've seen a whole series. Well, not a whole series. We've seen a series of these starting to crop up or pop up as the economy is sort of changing. People are getting a little bit squeezed on finances. So I'm going to read you the headline for the next couple of graphs from Mr. Fackler, who you used to write about white-collar crime when you were with the South Florida Business Journal. So I want to get your take on it. Here we go. Headline. Former investment firm CEO charged an alleged $191 million Ponzi scheme. Again, coming out of South Florida Business Journal. First couple graphs. A South Florida federal grand jury has charged a former Broward County investment firm CEO with allegedly conducting a multi-million dollar investment Ponzi scheme. The indictment, unsealed August 25th, charged Johanna McKelly Garcia of NJ Capital Funding in Pompano Beach with a total of 29 counts that comprise conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud, multiple counts of wire fraud, mail fraud, and money laundering totaling nearly $191 million. According to the indictment, NJ Capital offered merchant cash advances, a type of short-term financing typically used by small and medium-sized businesses. The indictment alleges that from October of 2020 till August of 2021, Garcia, Pablo Ramon Ruiz Hernandez, and others fraudulently solicited capital from investors purportedly to fund the firm's MCAs. Mr. Fackler, are we starting to see a hell of a lot more of these alleged Ponzi schemes surfacing? And if so, why are we seeing more? Are the law enforcement officials getting stricter, or is something happening? What's exactly going on? And what say you, a former white-collar crime reporter?
Well, firstly, we're starting to see a lot of these over the last few weeks, haven't we? Last week, we talked about one. We had two other that were mentioned also the week before. So I don't know if this is a trend, but we're starting to see a lot of these. Perhaps the DOJ is getting stricter. Perhaps they're, you know, they've amped up their staffs to go after these people. But this is a very ingenious, sophisticated type of Ponzi scheme. You know, it's the fraudulent funds were actually deposited to this company's commercial accounts with Wells Fargo and Chase Bank through payment such as Zelle, wire transfers, and cashier's checks. Very sophisticated, but you know, I'm sure it took a while for them to gather up the evidence to go after them and pursue this indictment, because this one particular seems very sophisticated, very long reaching. And I'm just wondering if, you know, again, very interesting that there was a 10% VIG given to these new recruits who were actually the ones going after the investors. So I keep hearing this 10% number. We talked about it last week. Bernie Madoff was a 10% return. The story we talked about last week was a 10% return. It seems like this 10% number keeps cropping up over and over again. And here we are again this week talking about it. So I think it's something to keep an eye on. We're going to see more of these coming down the pipe.
Wow, interesting. Mr. Lyons, Mr. Groose, either of you want to comment about whether or not we're seeing more and more of these Ponzi schemes? And if so, alleged Ponzi schemes? And if so, why?
Well, I mean, there was another real estate scheme that in which the purveyor was in jail for 20 years. That's about the real estate development group that started in Boca Raton, up in Southern California, buying the homes of celebrities and big estates in Colorado and elsewhere. And the person who was involved was he prayed in several other states in between here and California, was actually, you know, sanctioned by state authorities, but he kept on going. And finally, it was the SEC who pursued an investigation and teamed up with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami, and they got a criminal case against this individual and others and rolled it up. But the key for me is the return that was offered is the equivalent of a preferred stock, 6 or 7%, not 10%.
So little.
6 or 7%, not a bad return. If you're willing to, buy, a high yielding, from a on the common side, or buy utility stock that yields, has a nice yield. It kind of got lost in the weeds. I mean, people thought, 6 or 7%, that's not outlandish. Through lunches at Florida Atlantic University and advertised in our newspaper. The SEC, along with the U.S. attorney in Miami, rolled it up, and that was the end of that. But I suppose restitution money is flowing in some way, shape, or form. But, the main thing was that, even 10%, which is, should send off a red light of some sort or a warning signal of some sort. It's not like some of the others where people were advertising 15, 18, or 20% returns way back when. But it was almost disguised. This particular one I mentioned, it was almost disguised as an investment, and agents were ingratiating themselves in the senior citizen community of agents, by the way, who had already been cashiered and told that they can't practice this. Stockbrokers anymore. They helped the particular entity, collect money from various and sundry investors across the country. I think alluring. they're inviting numbers, but they're not outlandishly so, and so that kind of leads people into a false sense of security.
Hiding in plain sight. Very interesting.
So to quote Warren Buffett, when the tide goes out, that's when you find out when people are swimming naked. and honestly, there's been a flood of money from the pandemic government. I mean, just a flood of money coming into South Florida. And now that money's running out. And you're about to find out, people who perhaps don't have the money anymore. And I think you're going to see a lot more of these cases because people are getting pretty angry. Investors are pretty getting stiff now, and they're going to get pretty angry, and they're going to rat out all these guys. And we're going to start seeing a lot more of that for that reason. It's when times get a little tougher, then you find out, who the swindlers are. It's been easy money for quite a while now, a couple of years, with all these crypto guys and NFTs and all of that stuff. I mean, it's just like been lots of scams going on, and you can hide it when times are good, but when times get a little tougher, that's when, that's when those guys can't hide it as well.
I saw these small businesses who took out disaster loans, PPP loans that were actually were forgiven, but there are other classes of loans that have to be paid back. And when they can't pay them back, who are they going to go to? Kind of one of these people who's willing to write a check, to help them out. That's when some trouble starts, more trouble starts.
South Florida, one of the best news towns in the country.